I'm Jack Morgan. If you drive south of downtown on Flores, just past Alamo Street, you'll see it. The 30-foot-tall, conical roof shape is just like the steel water tank that used to be there, except the one on the steelhouse lofts isn't made of steel, doesn't hold water, and is wildly colorful. Dennis McDaniel owns the lofts and explains that the historic structure was built for a very different purpose.
The Peyton Iron and Steel Building was built in 1913 to warehouse, hold up iron and steel, so the bones are pretty strong here.
100 years ago, a much plainer water tank there delivered water to Peyton Iron and Steel, a building designed by one of the state's most famous architects, Atlee B. Ayers.
He was the state architect of Texas, built notable buildings like the Tower Life Building, a number of the homes in King William.
Peyton played a real role in building the San Antonio we now know. A rail spur used to parallel the south side of the structure.
And what they would do is they'd bring raw iron and steel in on the rail cars, drag it across the floor, cut it up, weld it together into building components, and then load those on the truck docks on the north side and take them to building sites all over central Texas for a few generations.
But Peyton closed by 1950, and the building was used for warehousing until finally it became vacant. McDaniel bought it in 2006 to create Steelhouse Lofts.
The tank was long gone, but we found an old rendering, and we went to the Historic Design and Review Commission. We said, we want to replace this water tank. And after a little discussion, they agreed.
But how exactly do you build a water tank from scratch? Dennis and his wife, Jill, contacted Ion Art in Austin, which specializes in neon, metal structures, and stained glass. Owner Sharon Kashishian designed a tower that would mimic the original and gave McDaniel the renderings to be approved by the city's Historic Design and Review Commission. But then she thought, what about stained glass?
We thought that would look really nice up on top of the building in the sunlight.
Research showed glass just wouldn't be practical there, so she created a design using colored vinyl panels that gave a stained glass look. The committee approved it.
And then we thought, well, gosh, that's nice during the day, but what about at night? And we really liked the idea of bringing light and movement to this part of town.
With that in mind, Ion Art designed a system featuring 384 programmable LED lights for the tank's inside so that it would take on a new animated life at night.
They can control it with their smartphone. Actually, he can stand down in the parking lot and change the program on the tower and have it do different things.
We can make that thing dance. It's really cool. I mean, from pulses to strobes to spinning around to flashing colors. And the LED lights are able to change the color of the panels depending on the color of the light that shined on the acrylic panel.
They completed the project and animated its lights for the first time in 2012.
Oh gosh, the night when we first turned it on, I was up on the roof till 2 a.m. with the computer expert who was programming it. And it was in December, and it was cold. It was really cold.
The tank makes for a striking view at night and can be seen from miles away. Its creator thinks that other cities could learn something from this San Antonio reinterpretation.
Everything's kind of getting in a lot of cities so monochromatic and so the same that it's nice when you can do something that kind of stands out a little.
So does putting a brightly colored vinyl and steel water tank with animated nighttime lighting really honor the building's history?
It's a really interesting question. See, for us, this was a beautiful building and it was vacant. And there was no life in this building. We brought new life to this place. 100+ people live here. There's a restaurant in front. There's activity. So it's a beacon. That's what people have told us. And that just makes Jill and I so pleased and proud that it worked out that way.
The San Antonio Conservation Society must agree because in 2014, they gave the Steelhouse Lofts an Historic Preservation Award. Perhaps the water tank's atypical tip of the hat to history was a factor. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.